coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. And then he decided he was going to speak words of love and kindness to this one. And he would speak words of hate and abuse to the other one. He was trying to find the effect of words on natural things like plants. And he subjected them to these barrage of words continually, every day, every day, every day. And they were both growing every day. Come to find out, the one that he talked nicely to kept growing better and better. And the other one started doing badly after a while. And he continued until he saw this that received all the abuse literally wither away. Words killed it. Words killed it. Here was another interesting experiment. A doctor mistakenly, he had two men. One's condition was beautiful. He thought he had cancer. There was no cancer. And the second one had cancer. So they mistakenly gave the report of the one that had cancer to the one that didn't have cancer. And the other guy's own to the other fellow. They mixed up the tests and then created the reports wrongly and gave the man that was supposed to be going home well a report that he had cancer and he'll die in less than three years. And the other guy that he's cancer free, but he was the one that had cancer. He was the one to die in less than 3 years. And they both went home. The guy who had no cancer got the report that he had cancer and will be dead soon. And of course his face dropped, went home, started preparing his family for certain death. And guess what? In less than 3 years, he was dead. What happened? Cancer came. In the process of time, he actually had cancer. How could that have happened? Because he would have gone telling everybody he had cancer. Doctor said that he's going to die in less than 3 years. And so with his words, he created the cancer. Without realizing it. It was a mistake. The other guy went telling everybody he's not going to die after all. That the doctors checked him and they said he's cancer free. So whatever pains he's suffering now is all leaving him. And he was brightened up. And guess what? His cancer was in remission. How could that happen? The power of words. The power of words. God knew that words are so important. Words are your bridge between the spiritual realm and the physical realm. Because they are both spiritual and interestingly physical. How come? I'll tell you. If it is true that speech creates sound waves and therefore has energy, if that is true, think about it. If it is true, as we have observed, that almost every one of us here is aware of the effect of sound, okay? When it is loud, or imagine someone screaming in a high pitch, you see something shaking because of that. Not only the buzzing sound, even the screaming high pitch voice can create such effects as well. Now, if that is true, that the sound waves have energy and they come from speech, how many of you read a little bit of physics or chemistry, something, just a little bit? Okay. If you are familiar with Einstein's theory of relativity, where he stated that E is equal to mc squared, right? Where E is energy, M is matter or mass and therefore substance. And C is a constant, speed of light squared. Correct? What does that mean? What it's telling you is that energy is matter. Simple. That energy is matter. If energy is matter, then your speech is matter. Now, that tells us something very, very vital. It means that the smallest component of any element, therefore, may not be an atom. It means it's likely to be sound mass. That means that in every particle, there's a sound wave. That can contain sound codes. Is that simple? It's simple, right? That is remarkable. That is remarkable. Because if it contains sound codes, because it contains sound waves, it means it will respond to sound waves. If that is true, it helps us see the relationship between physical things and spiritual things. Now I can understand why we can call things from the spirit realm into the material world. It's so simple. Because in each of those subatomic particles, You have a sound code. By the valley of dry bones, God said to Ezekiel, can these bones live? What did he tell him to do? He said, prophesy to the bones. Now, brothers and sisters, you realize that we are actually creatures. I've told you several times before that the most beautiful thing that God ever gave to the natural human being is the power of speech. Now you can see why. The power of speech, because it puts him in the level of a creator. Because everything created by God, everything from God has a sound code. And once you can line up with the anointing of God's spirit and speak, you will make connection with the sound code that is in that subatomic particle. Whether you're going to make it live or die, whether you're going to make it multiply or reduce. Now you can understand why in recent times they had experiments and they're beginning to do it, where they're using high intensity sound, ultrasound focusing to destroy cancer cells. How is that possible? Because they find sound is energy. And if high intensity ultrasound focusing will destroy cancer cells, that means words destroyed cancer cells. And this is being tested presently. It's one of the latest scientific response to the cancer problem. And it's working.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794. Or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.